Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. We've all heard a lot of horror stories about North Korea, but today I'm going to be putting a bit of a different spin on it and explaining why I actually believe North Korea is a cult. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called 6 Reasons Why North Korea is a Cult. Let's get started. First, North Koreans are brainwashed from birth. Their first words have to be, thank you, whoever the current leader is. Right now it's Kim Jong-un at the moment of this recording, as far as we know. And then when they go to school, they're brainwashed to believe that the Kims are godlike figures, especially whoever the current dear leader is at the time, and the first leader of the country, Kim Il-sung. They have to treat the Kims like their gods, and the cults often use the same tactic. They brainwash their members into believing that the leader is essentially a god or a godlike figure. So then the second tactic that North Korea uses, that is textbook cult behavior, is isolation. They isolate their people both physically and in the virtual space, as well as in general when it comes to information. So, first, North Korea really limits who can come in the country, and if you can get in, you are going to be guided through on a very curated, like, tour. You won't see anything that looks like North Korea is anything other than this beautiful paradise. And even if you're not coming for a tour, even if you are, you know, an aid worker helping in a famine, because there have been famines in North Korea, as everybody should know, the people are told to stay inside. Only the party members are usually allowed out to go meet the aid workers. So then people don't see the starving children or the sick people, because all of those people are kept at home behind closed doors. So that's another kind of cult tactic. I mean, there have been stories of people going to a cult compound for whatever reason. Like when Leo Ryan visited Jonestown, the version of Jonestown he was shown was like, everybody's happy. It's a great place. He didn't see much of the negative stuff because his experience was curated by the cult. Then, also, North Korea does not allow the internet, as you can imagine, because it's North Korea. That's the last place you would think would allow the internet. I shouldn't even have to explain why they don't allow the internet. You should be able to put the pieces together yourself. I've heard there's a black market for devices and stuff, but even if that is the case, like, it's risky and dangerous to get on it, even if you can manage. So it severely restricts people's information consumption and, in general, their communication with the outside world. Also, as you can imagine, the books that are allowed in North Korea are heavily restricted. And I even heard on a podcast called Be Amazed that North Korea, like, banned most music because of fear that certain lyrics might encourage people to dissent. Another thing I should mention, going back to the theme of controlling who can come in and who can leave the country, is that at any given time, so few people are allowed to leave North Korea, like, as far as North Korean citizens are concerned, that the leader knows exactly who is out of the country at any given time, according to a podcast called Dictators. And then the third tactic that North Korea uses is, and I'm speculating here, I don't have any evidence to concretely prove this, but it wouldn't surprise me if this is at least, like, treated as an inadvertent bonus by those at the top. The fact that a third of North Korea is chronically malnourished, and a lot of cults use malnutrition to make new members extremely suggestible, and often even just members in general, are a lot of them are malnourished. So it would not surprise me if North Korea's top leaders don't view malnutrition at least as an unexpected bonus, if not a part of their plan. Again, I don't have evidence to concretely prove this, but that is definitely a theory worth considering as to one of the reasons why North Korea is a cult. Then the next reason why North Korea is a cult is that North Korea uses fear-mongering, and they do this in two main ways. First, they're constantly trying to scare their people about the possibility of an external threat that does not exist, and especially from either South Korea or the U.S. So they use this fear-mongering to justify spending so much money on the military, drafting so many people into the military, and let me just say, North Korean soldiers' conditions are ones I would not wish on anybody. And also, it has been reported that in famines, a lot of the food aid that came in from other countries went to the army. Like, it didn't even go to the common people. So North Korea was perfectly willing to let their people starve while the army got most of the food, and justify it because of a phantom threat from another country. Also, North Korea makes its people live in fear, because if you do anything out of line, there's always a risk you'll be sent to a labor camp. And even if a member of your family does something out of line, you can still be sent to a labor camp. You can even be born in a labor camp because of something a past member of your family did. For example, according to the podcast Survival, the only known person to escape from a specific North Korean labor camp called Camp 14, he was born in that camp because his uncle went to South Korea. He would later defect and tell a story, and that's how we know it, but that's scary. Also, even if you don't end up in a labor camp, North Korea uses essentially a caste system. They have three classes. They're called core, which is like the government officials, people that are most loyal to the country. Wavering, which is probably where most North Koreans are. And then hostile. And if I had to guess, hostile is probably where all the people who are currently in the labor camp are in, because, they got sent to a labor camp. So you can only imagine that they're in the lowest caste. And the thing, too, with that is that once you are downgraded, it's really, really hard to get back up. It's probably almost impossible to get back up again. And you can be downgraded for something that a member of your family did. China uses a social credit score system, which is not as severe as what I just described in North Korea, but you can still be punished for any number of things that are not even technically illegal. Like, if you buy too many video games, your social credit score can go down. And then if a member of your family has bad behavior, you can still be suspended from college. A lot of people with lower social credit scores were not allowed to ride the trains. Like, it is messed up, especially considering that, again, you don't even have to be the one that does something the government doesn't like to have your score be bumped down. It can be your father or another member of your family. And I mean, that's China, but as I said, North Korea does the same thing, but worse. And it wouldn't surprise me if other cults do the same thing to their members, if they punish the families of troublesome members. for that member's actions. Another somewhat related tactic that North Korea uses, and we have this here too, but it doesn't help North Korea's case, and that tactic is the idea of the us versus them. The idea that the us, which would be North Korea, is like the best country in the world, and that the them, meaning like the US, South Korea, Japan, whatever country North Korea doesn't like at that moment, is just like the worst, and that the people should be afraid of them or whatever. As I said, again, this happens in other places, but North Korea uses it too, and it doesn't help their case of not being a cult. Anyway, the last main topic I want to touch on here is what happens when people leave or try to leave, or a family member leaves. I touched on what happens to you if you fail to leave or a family member leaves earlier. But generally, if somebody defects from North Korea, their family can risk getting sent to a labor camp. And if somebody fails to leave and gets brought back, it doesn't end well for them. And as I said, they've made it about as difficult as possible to leave North Korea. And so what is this tactic that I'm talking about? Well, it's a tactic a lot of cults use. They make it really hard to leave once you've joined. And they sometimes even go after people that do leave and bring them back, or they stop people from leaving who are making plans to leave. It's a really ugly tactic, because also, even if you do leave North Korea, and even if your family doesn't end up in a labor camp, you still can't have contact with them anymore. So that's another thing cults do a lot, is even if you leave, and if like all your family's in the cult, or even if not your physical family, but like the people in the cult that you knew that were your support system when you were in it, you can't have contact with them anymore because you're not in the cult. So it's really ugly, because now the people that you knew, you can't have contact with them anymore. You're cut off from them. So that's the last reason, but certainly not the least, why North Korea is most definitely a cult. And I know some people are going to push back, and they're going to say, well, no, it's not a cult, because the people there weren't recruited and blah, blah, blah. True, the people there weren't usually recruited to join it. However, children are born into cults all the time, whose parents chose to join the cult, or sometimes it wouldn't even surprise me if, like, their grandparents chose to join it, and that's why they're in it. But either way, they had no choice in the matter. So, actually, I would not say North Korea can claim it's not a cult by that metric either. So, to recap, the six reasons why North Korea is a cult are: 1, North Korea brainwashes its citizens to view a central leader as a godlike figure and do anything he says. 2, North Korea isolates its people, both physically and in the information space. 3, North Korea uses malnutrition, at least as an inadvertent way to bolster its cult-like hold on its people. Would not surprise me if that is the case. As I mentioned, that is speculation, but it still checks out to me. 4, North Korea ruthlessly fear-mongers and uses fear tactics to justify abuse of its people and to make its people conform to whatever they're supposed to do. 5, North Korea uses us versus them, which is a common thing used in rhetoric and is not even unique to cults, but does not help their case that they are a cult, because it is definitely cult-like in nature. And 6, North Korea ruthlessly goes after the families of those who leave, prevents people from leaving in any way that it can, punishes those who are caught trying to leave, and cuts people who do successfully defect off from any support system they had back home. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, or at least been more informed after listening to it. Thank you for listening. Please pass it along to any family or friends that might be interested. Feel free to follow this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, or the RSS feed. And have a blessed day.